Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are thrilled to go in depth today with Andrea Kuhlman. She is the Executive Director of TLC of Hastings, and we're always so excited to find out what is going on in her world. How have you been?
I have been wonderful. How are you? How have you been,
Mo? I've been great. How can you not be great? This has been a wonderful winter. And does that help your clientele? Are you more accessible maybe when the weather's nicer? Or do you not notice any of that?
I would say we've noticed it specifically in one area, and that's Baby Cafe.
Oh,
the moms
sure.
are bringing the littles out. They're not having to worry about the extreme temperatures or snow or bad roads. So our last week, we had 15 moms and babies at Baby Cafe. And just that they're getting these babies in early, you know, some of them barely a week old, and they're figuring out latch and position and tongue ties and all of these things that need attention and very quickly so they can reverse it, get things fixed, and help moms and babies be successful with their feeding experiences.
So that is one of the many programs that you have, but let's go a little bit in greater detail with that program. That is something that people can come at what age are the babies?
We've had babies for 2 days old, I think, was our youngest. She was discharged from the hospital at the time when Regina was doing delivering right in town. And our oldest is over a year. And the mom had come in when her child was a couple months old with some concerns about just milk production, transitioning baby through different stages, and then just loved the group and loved the community and stayed with till her son was over a year. And then she was there to be an encouragement to those other new moms. You know, when you're a new mom, you can feel like you're the only one that's not doing a good job. And to see other moms that have a month old or a 2 month old, and they're there to say, we were there too, and I'm just here to say it gets better, and you've got this, and I'm going to love on you and encourage you every step of the way. And that on top of we have generally 3 certified lactation consultants there doing the assessments, and then also correcting any misinformation that, you know, might have come up. When I say that, I was one who gave some misinformation early on. I didn't have a lactation consultant at my availability. And the people I consulted when I was in the early stages of nursing my first child were friends and neighbors who also did it. And they just spoke from their own experiences. We didn't have a lot of wisdom behind it, just what we knew. So it's good to correct the things that aren't truths and to make them right and to help them have the right information too.
And then, as you said, you're building community with these moms, and that is so important, not only for them, but also for the babies.
Yes, those littles are pretty incredible, and they notice each other very early on. And we've had moms come back who've had their second and third and bring those toddlers with, and we've known them a long time. It's just a great place for moms to come. They know it's safe. They know the other moms are not going to bring sick children out and expose anyone. They're not going to come if they're sick. So it's a very safe place for them to get out, to, you know, have that fellowship with one another and to feel supported. We've had moms come in tears because they just feel like they're failing and leave with a smile on their face because there's a plan and they've been encouraged and supported, and that makes all the difference.
And how often does Baby Cafe meet?
Baby Cafe currently is every Thursday from 10 to noon, and it's a drop-in. You can stop anytime within that 10 to noon and come as you are. You know, some of those moms are sleep deprived and, you know, in their yoga pants and a sweatshirt that they've gotten spit up on, and there's no judgment, just come. We are really excited about opening our Prescott location. And that is coming soon. We're getting close. We really wanted to expand so we could reach more moms and have another day. And since Prescott is part of our service area, we reached out to the community and did a needs assessment, and they're very excited. And the Starksons have a location that they're going to make available to us to have available for moms. So we're getting very close to opening that location, and that will be Mondays from 10 to noon.
Really nice to hear that you are expanding. That's so fabulous. So you have that wonderful service. And for people that maybe are listening and aren't familiar with TLC, will you give us an overview, please?
Sure. Well, TLC began as a resource in the community for unexpected pregnancies and for young mothers and fathers who just need support and education. And it has really grown. That is still a very strong focus of ours. And we still meet young people and actually people of all ages. Our youngest client was 13. Our oldest client woman was 43, both not planning to be pregnant and finding themselves in that position, and walk them through the pregnancies, through the ultrasounds, and we're able to help them with questions and concerns they had. And I'm delighted to say that they both chose life and chose to parent. And so we walked alongside them on however long that journey was that they wanted us to be involved. So we do pregnancy ultrasounds, early obstetrical ultrasounds.
That's a big deal. And that was a game changer for your organization, wasn't it?
That was a game changer. And I am delighted whenever I get to be in that room for the first time that a woman or a couple see that, you know, new life inside of them. And at 18 to 21 days, we see the little flicker of a heartbeat. And that's just so reassuring for someone to see that heartbeat just beating along strong there. So we love that we have that because it gives them another opportunity to get some questions answered about how far along they are. Is the baby in the uterus and, you know, where it's supposed to be growing? And is it viable? Is there a little heartbeat? So we get to answer some of those really big questions very early on. So we do that. We have life coaching.
I love this. Tell people about that.
Oh, life coaching, I love. I was a skeptic at first, but...
Why? Why were you a skeptic?
Well, focusing so much on the education piece where we're teaching and we're giving facts and information, life coaching is about helping them identify what they value, how it honors them, and are the choices that they're going to be making in life and are currently making living up to that. And then they choose what they want to coach on. So it may be...
So everyone's different.
Everyone's different. We may have someone who wants to coach on, what do I do after high school? I don't know what I do. Do I go to college? Do I want to go in the trades? Help me walk through that and sort that out. And so we ask them powerful questions about, well, what's important to them? And I did this with my own son. I needed to have a model. And we identified his top...
I remember that.
His top priorities.
When you were in trading.
Yes, I always get that. Mom, are you trying to life coach me now? Or,
but
yes, just asking those questions and help identify. So in his case, what do you value most? It was family and his faith. And then how does that play into a college that you choose? Do you want to be a plane ride away from your family and we only get to see you twice a year? Or is it that important that you're around and you're able to, you know, have your family involved in your schooling and you and theirs throughout those 4 years? So those are great questions that they get to the bottom of. You're not telling them what to say. The other reason I was a huge skeptic, Mo, is you can't lead it and you can't direct it, even if you know these are important things they need to work on. So they feel very much in control because it's all their choice. And so let's say you're coaching on saving money. They just want to, I've got to save money. I'm not good at that. I'm going to be a parent. I'm going to have to learn to do things differently. So you identify some steps with them that they can take to start moving in that direction. And 3 sessions in, they haven't done any of them. Well, how serious are they? Now, this is a good goal. But if they're not willing to put in the time and take those baby steps into the deep, you know, the more advanced steps, then you have to say, how serious are you? Do you want to keep moving on? And do we need to restart this? Or is there another goal that you're more serious about right now? So just helping them identify what they want to do. And then the life coach keeps them accountable. So each week when you're meeting, it's, well, last week you left and you were going to do X, Y, Z. Tell me about that. you know, and oh, I didn't do it, or yes, I took care of it, and okay, well then what do we need to do next? What are the next steps? So we can see great success in those that are serious about doing the work for themselves that they need to do, and the ones that don't, well, I guess the best part is that's on them. And unlike before, when we would see our clients making progress and then have a setback, when you're teaching and guiding them, you take it very personally when they're not growing. With life coaching, if they're not taking the steps, you don't take that personally. That's on them, which is where it should be, right? We can't make the choices for them. In the end, they're going to make their choices and suffer the consequences. But with the life coaching, they own it. And that's why we see a lot of growth. That's what I like.
And what's some of the feedback that you've had from clients?
Well, I will just say things I've seen with our life coach, our full-time life coach, Paula, is I've seen clients go from living in their cars and coming off of addictions and not knowing what's ahead of them to committing to the father of their child, finding a relationship with God, and now planning to buy their first home together, which wouldn't have even been a possibility back when they were living in their car. And the excitement about them taking those steps is they also find the reward and the fulfillment in getting those goals achieved. And you just rally behind them. So I love life coaching. I love that it can do anything from relationship help. It can be done with couples. It can be done one-on-one. But I'm just amazed at the results in the end.
Well, I think any time that somebody is making the decision for themselves instead of hearing you say you need to do this, then there's more buy-in. And I can see how people would be so proud of themselves in the end.
Yeah, it is. And they're learning lifelong skills, and they're learning about what it takes to achieve goals. A lot of us set goals and never make any steps to achieve them, and then we're wondering why we didn't achieve those goals. But with life coaching, there's that accountability, and then also if they're taking those steps, there's that pride in achieving those goals.
So let's say somebody's listening and they have found out that they are expecting and that it's very unexpected and they want to come to you. What does that look like? What do they contact you by phone? Do they text you? Do they walk in? And then can you walk us through what that looks like?
Sure. That's a great question. We have a website. A lot of people find us on the internet. That's where they are, on their phones. And on the website, they can choose to call, email, or text us. And then we get back to them very quickly, within 24 hours. And then just ask a couple questions. Like she says, maybe just took a pregnancy test, found out I'm pregnant, don't know really what I want to do. So we always invite them in to come and get all their questions answered. We talk about each of the options that they're facing and which option they're leaning more heavily on. And then we provide them opportunities to have an ultrasound to learn more about how far along they are, as I said earlier. So they meet with Kelly or myself. We're the two staff who they would meet with first in a private room. We do a brief intake, and then we just say, tell us what's on your heart. Where can we help you? And then just listening to what's their dilemma? What are they trying to work through?
That first step has to be the hardest for your clients.
I would say it is the hardest. And sometimes it's a phone call, and on the phone call, we just say, it sounds like you're having to make a lot of tough choices and you want to talk to someone, and we'd love to have you come in. We'll try to answer all your questions and just listen to how we can help. And that usually brings them in the door, which is the first step is the hardest. And then our favorite part is to just build relationship with them, to love on them, to listen to them, and to tell them they're going to be all right, that there are people who care about you, and there's resources and all sorts of assistance available.
Talk about some of your resources, please.
So I had someone in for a tour just yesterday, and she was, a couple things she was shocked about. We went into our baby, or our boutique. First of all, she was shocked that we had so many nice items, and they were all donated by the community, and all brand new. And then I talked to her about our classes, prenatal parenting. We have some Bible studies. We have growing, just growing through brokenness. And through those classes that our clients choose, they're earning bucks. And if they're parenting, they're going to need all sorts of things. So they're earning bucks just like they would at a job. And then they're using those baby bucks, parenting dollars, whatever we want to call them, to purchase all the things that they're going to need. So it's really, again, the community support here is very amazing. The other thing she was very surprised about was that she said they can keep coming after their baby's born. And I said, yes, you know, we have over 200 classes, at least till they're 2 years old. We have enough classes to walk with them. So absolutely. And we're happy to be here. The other thing was she had questions about, well, our medical piece, who does our ultrasounds? Well, we have an RN who's trained in early obstetrical ultrasound, and only she can do the ultrasounds. You know, none of us who are not trained or qualified can do that. Just as our life coaching is done by a certified life coach, we have two nurses currently going through the FEM, the Fertility Education Medical Management Program, so that they can do classes at our center. So we use all of our trained, qualified people to provide those services that need to be done by those people, the experts.
Andrea, and you're always looking for volunteers or probably donations, right?
Always. We are. I have to say, right now with donations, we are looking very good because Christmas, this community just pours out the love. Churches and individuals and families all come together. But these donations usually carry us through into June and July. So we're looking really good right now. But we can always use support financially if people want to become a monthly partner or they just want to do a one-time gift. Any gift is really appreciated, because we do not get any federal or state funding. So all of our services, our rent, our lights, everything that we do is all done by the generosity of our donors. So always looking for that. Or gift cards, so that when we take our last car seat, we can replace it. And it's much easier for us to go get those larger items than some people to be able to get it into a car and get it to us. So gift cards are great.
Andrea, how can people get a hold of you, please?
They can reach out to us through office at tlchastings.com is our general email mailbox. They can visit our website, which I encourage them to do, at tlchastings.com and learn about all of our services, because we've only touched on a few today. And we also have a site for events, and that is a little more donor related, which is hastingsforlife.com, and they can check that one out as well.
So great to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
It's wonderful to see you, Mo. I always enjoy visiting.
Andrea Coleman, she's the executive director of TLC of Hastings, and we are grateful for her time. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.